अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम गंड राजगंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप माया प्रधाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की श्रीमती गंगामय यमुनामय की श्रीमती भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल श्री श्री राधा गोपियोलभ की जय मोस्ट मर्सिफुल श्रीमती राधा रानी महारानी की जय श्रीमती राधा रानी महारानी की जय श्रीमती राधा रानी महारानी की जय श्री जगन्नाथ श्री बलदेव श्रीमद सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय ग्रंथराय श्रीमद भागवतम की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमनंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री गुरु एंड गौर ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् నష్టప్రయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమా శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ శ్రణవతం స్వాకథా కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రవణ కీర్తన హృదీయంతస్తు అభద్రాణి అధునోతి సురస్సతం. ఓ థ్యాంక్ యూ ప్రభు. So should be text 10, right? What is this side? It is this. This mark is 1:10.
No, I think it's
10 is done yesterday or?
Yeah, right.
So 10th is the, today is 10th. Okay. We are reading from 5th canto, chapter 5 and text 10. సౌల్యం కరిష్యాం వ్యధాయ ఆదయశ్చ క్షుత్రద్భయం కలీర్ ఇచ్ఛ జరాచ నిద్రరాతిర్మన్యూర్ అహం మదః శౌచో దేహేన జాతస్య హీమేన శాంతి స్థౌల్యం కరిష్యామి యథాయ ఆదాయశ్చ క్షుత్రద్భయం కలీరిచ్చ జరాచ నిద్రరాతిర్మన్యూరహం మదః శుచో దేహేన జాతస్య హిమేన శాంతి స్థౌల్యం కరిష్యామి యథాయ ఆదాయశ్చ క్షుత్రద్భయం కలీరిచ్చ జరాచ నిద్రరాతిర్మన్యూరహం మదా శోచో దేహేన జాతస్య హిమేన శాంతి. స్థూల్యం కర్ష్యామి యథాయ ఆదాయశ్చ క్షుత్రద్భయం కలీరిచ్చ జరాచ నిద్రారాతిర్మన్యూరహం మదా శుచో దేహేన జాతస్య హిమేన శాంతి. స్థూల్యం కర్ష్యామి యథాయ ఆదాయశ్చ క్షుత్రద్భయం కలీరిచ్చ జరాచ నిద్రారాతిర్మన్యూరహం మదా శుచో దేహేన జాతస్య హిమేన శాంతి. స్థూల్యం కర్ష్యామి యథాయ ఆదాయశ్చ క్షుత్రద్భయం కలీరిచ్చ జరాచ నిద్రారాతిర్మన్యూ అహం మదా శుచో దేహేన జాతస్య హిమేన శాంతి. స్థూల్యం కర్ష్యామి యథాయ ఆదాయశ్చ चतुर्भयं कलिरिच्च जरा च निद्रारातिर्मन्युरहं मदा शुचो देहेन जातस्य हिमेन शान्ति स्थूल्यं कर्ष्याम्यधाय आदायश्च क्षुत्राद्भयं कलिरिच्च जरा च निद्रारातिर्मन्युरहं मदशुचौ देहेन जातस्य हिमेन शान्ति माताजि मातजनाङ्ग Yeah, she will read. Stolyam karshyam yadhaya adayascha Kshutrad bhayam kaliriccha jaracha Nidraratir manyur aham madashucho Dehi na jatasya hime na shanti. Okay, now word for word. Stolyam. Being very stout and strong. Karshyam. Being skinny and weak. Vyadhaya. The pains of the body. Such as disease. Adaya. The pains of the mind. Cha. And Kshutri Bhayam, hunger, thirst, and fear. Kalihi, quarrels between two persons. Icha, desires. Jara, old age. Cha, and Nidra, sleep. Ratihi, attachment for sense gratification. Manyuhu, anger. Aham. False identification. In the bodily concept of life. Madaha. Illusion. Shaucha. Lamentation. Dehena. With this body. Jatasya. Of one who taken birth. He. Certainly. May. Of me. Na, not, shanti, exit. Okay, now translation. Fatness, thinness, bodily and mental distress, thirst, hunger, fear and disagreement, desire for material happiness, old age, sleep, attachment for material possessions, anger, lamentation, illusion, and identification of the body with the self are all transformation of the material covering of the spirit soul. A person absorbed in the material bodily conception is affected by these things. But I am free from all bodily conceptions. Consequently, I am neither fat nor skinny, nor anything else you have mentioned. Okay, repeat after me. Fatness. Thinness. Bodily and mental distress, thirst, hunger, fear, disagreement, desire for material happiness, old age, sleep, attachment for material possessions, anger, lamentations, illusion, and identification of the body with the self. Are all transformations of the material covering of the spirit soul. A person absorbed in the material bodily conception is affected by these things. But I am free from all bodily conceptions. Consequently, I am neither
fat
nor
skinny
nor
anything else
you have mentioned. श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर एस संग देहे देहा स्मृति नाही यारा संसार बंधना अहंतारा वन हु इज स्पिरिचुअली एडवांस हैज नो कनेक्शन विद द बॉडी और विद द बॉडीली एक्शन एंड रिएक्शंस वेन वन कम टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट ही इज नॉट द बॉडी एंड देयरफॉर is neither fat nor skinny. One attains the topmost form of spiritual realization. When one is not spiritually realized, the bodily conception entangles one in the material world. At the present moment, all human society is laboring under the bodily conception. Therefore, in the Shastras, people in this age are referred to as Dvipada Pashu, two-legged animals. No one can be happy in a civilization conducted by such animals. Our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to raise fallen human society to the status of spiritual understanding. It is not possible for everyone to become immediately self-realized like Jada Bharata. However, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-18, Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. By spreading the Bhagavata principle, we can raise human society to the platform of perfection. When one is not affected by the bodily conception, one can advance to the Lord's devotional service. Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. The more we advance our freedom from the bodily conception, the more we are fixed in devotional service and the more we are happy and peaceful. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says that those who are too materially affected continue the bodily conception, such persons are concerned with the different bodily symptoms, whereas one freed from bodily conceptions lives without the body even in the material conditions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshur Mittamena Tasmai Suru Guruve Namaha. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवं गुण प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे ओम नमो महावादन्याय कृष्णप्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपादांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साधुवैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सागना ललित श्री विशाखन्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते ओम तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्या च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే థ్యాంక్ యూ ప్రభుస్ సో ఐఎమ్ నాట్ వెరీ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఇన్ గివింగ్ క్లాసెస్ ఇఫ్ ఐ పుట్ మై పుట్ ఇన్ ద మౌత్ ప్లీజ్ ప్లీజ్ ఎంకరేజ్ మీ ఓకే ద మెయిన్ I will read the translation again. Fatness, thinness, bodily and mental distress, thirst, hunger, fear, disagreement, desire for material happiness, old age, sleep, attachment for material possession, anger, lamentation, illusion, and identification of the body with the self are all transformation of the material covering of the spirit soul. A person absorbed in the material bodily consumption is affected by these things, but I am free from all bodily consumption. Consequently, I am neither fat nor skinny nor anything else you have mentioned. Oh, this is Jada Bharata telling to Maharaja Rahuguna when he has been chastised, saying that Jada Bharata is self-realized and he is telling, because he has been chastised by Rahuguna, not carrying the plankin according to whatever the regulations, and because he was carrying his plankin and he was looking for the ants and all those, so that, you know, he doesn't kill anything, you know, doesn't do any violence to other animals. That's why, you know, he was carrying the plankin not proper manner. Maharaja Rahuguna is bodily concerned to life. He is the king of the land, so everybody need to obey him and everybody need to do, you know, whatever he says. So that was his concept, and he thought this particular person has been bought to carry my plankin. And he has to, you know, obey my orders, and accordingly he has to do, because he is in bodily conception life. But Bharata Maharaja is not that. Bharata, of course, he is not Maharaja Bharata now. He is Jada Bharata. He is a self-realized person. Of course, he doesn't, by Maharaj Rahuguna's instruction, he didn't get offended. But he wanted to instruct Maharaja Rahuguna, who is in bodily conception life, because Jada Bharata knew. Actually, he is not bodily. He doesn't believe he is bodily, because he ignore everything. He doesn't want to take any instructions. He doesn't want even take bath, or he doesn't indulge in any things, because whatever bodily needs. But bodily concept of life, it is not easy to get rid of the bodily concept of life, because we are already entrapped in this body. When we are entrapped in this body, and we have different situations, material situations, and different grades of, you know, grades of individuals. Somebody is very rich, somebody is very poor, somebody is well-to-do, somebody has a lot of possessions and all those things. When somebody has a lot of possessions and all those things, there comes the pride, all those bodily, whatever is mentioned here, it comes into our concept. We think, oh, I am this. I am the president of the United States. I am the most powerful person. Everybody need to come obey my orders, or, you know, president of anywhere, like, you know, you say, I am prime minister of India or any of the countries, you say, I am the head of the state, means I am very powerful. That concept comes, even if he thinks, but still, because he is covered by these three modes of material nature come immediately and attacks him. The passion. Passion is the most worst thing. Of course, you know, even the lower one, so ignorance also, it's not. But passion is the most worst thing in our life, actually. What happened? Passion means we want to get prestige. I am a big man. I am most powerful man. People need to recognize me. I am most learned. So that concept is there. People should, you know, obey my orders. You know, they should follow. Or sometimes it comes minutely also. You know, even you think that, but within, we think, okay, I should not indulge in all those things. But still we are getting affected by those things. Affected because three modes of material, we see things around us. So many things are going on. We read in the papers. We read in the newspapers. We need all these advertisements. So many advertisements are going on around here. You know, of course, they are marketing their products, but that affects our mental things. Because so many things are attractive. By, you know, if you wear a particular thing, you know, you will look so handsome and all those things, then you want to buy those things. And, you know, if you get certain products are being marketed, you will become very stout, bodily, and in all those things. So then, you know, because everybody wants to look handsome, nobody wants to look ugly. So everybody wants to, even the simplest of person also will say, oh, I should. He feels, you know, anybody feels, you know, I'm handsome anyway. It's concept. And I should look more handsome so that I have to go to gym. I have to do, you know, all those things so that I get shapely things. That's all bodily concept. But it is not easy to get rid of all those things. Why? Our environment is like that. Everywhere we see like this. Everybody is doing like this. In Kali Yuga, it is very abundant. Everywhere you see. Bodily concept of life, you know, you can see going, you know, somebody wants, you know, big car or anything, then you will say, okay, my car is very bad, old, I need a big car, beautiful car, you know, then you will feel happy. Otherwise, you will not feel happy. Why? Because being seeing in the neighborhoods, all these things, everywhere it is going on like this. It's not easy to do that because we are affected by three modes of material nature. The modes of material nature is very, very strong. Although sometimes we try to resist, okay, I will not get into indulgent with it. Sometimes you may get provoked by the people. You know, somebody in your neighborhood will say, I'm a big man, why do you do this? And all those things, you will get provoked. You know, because that's a challenge to false ego. Sometimes, although we don't want to get our false ego, you know, reigning, but somebody challenges our false ego. What happens? Somebody challenges, so we can't give it up. Then our dormant false ego also gets up. Oh my goodness, you said like that to me? I will see you. Then you will instruct. So that's the problem, actually, human society, especially in this age, in the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the worst age for all those things. Because in Kali Yuga, the technology, see, now, earlier, all these technologies were not there. Now we have all the technologies. You see, we can understand. And all the technology to market the products, advertise, you know, so that, you know, people are bodily concept. So many products are being advertised so that you will get them. And also, maybe your intention, I want advance in spiritual life. I want, you know, my false ego should not be there. But still, you are provoked because of your neighborhoods. And also, in Kali Yuga, these are the two things. One is, you are provoked to be materialist. And also, there is another thing, which is a good thing. But that has two things too. One, we should, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, asasanga tyaga. We should not have that associations of the materialist person. This kind of persons, we should not. Here are the two things, Jada Bharata and Maharaja Rahuguna. Maharaja Rahuguna represents other side of the Kali Yuga, all material things. So he is all powerful, and whereas Jada Bharata is a spiritual, because he doesn't want to get associated with anyone. Because he fears you will be contaminated, so that his self-realization will go away and you will become pride, and three modes of material nature will act on him. That's why he doesn't want to get associated with asas-sangha, like, you know, bad association. This will be bad association. But for us, we can't do that, because for us it is a problem. We are in this Kali Yuga and we have everything, because we have to live in a society. We are not renounced yet. Because some of us, we can't renounce. We have our family, we have to maintain. We can't renounce. So we can't give up our family and say, okay, I don't want to associate with my family, and we cannot do. Even Krishna did not advise Arjuna. Arjuna was saying, okay, I don't want to kill all this, my, you know, relatives and all those things. I will better go to the jungle and do meditation. But Krishna advised him not to do that, because he was a Kshatriya. We have certain dharmas, because we are put in particular situation in family. If we are born in particular family, because we had our previous karma. According to our previous karma, we got these parents, this bodily situation, this particular type of body, and that particular situation where we are growing up. And because of that, we have. So that particular thing we can't get rid of. Can we get rid of our parents? No. Parents are parents. So can we get rid of our family? Because we got the family. So this, we can't do it. We can't get rid of because we are put in that situation. But the process is we have to purify ourselves. How we purify? We purify ourselves by not associating much with those kind of people who are very materialistically advanced. They are materialistically advanced. They are rich, they are well-to-do, and they show up all those things. So we have to try to disassociate with them. Of course, disassociating, not we need not be quarreling with them and, you know, saying, you know, no, I don't want to talk to you or anything. So not that kind of thing, but our interest should not be there. So that, you know, we should not get influenced by them. So if we get influenced by them, oh, he is having all those things and I also will do all those things, then we are getting influenced by that. Whatever basic necessity for us to keep our body and soul together, because soul is there within the body, we can't neglect the body, saying that, oh, I'm self-realized, my body, even if whatever happens to my body, I'm not worried. No, because soul is still there in the body. We are not out of the body. We may not take care of, you know, but, you know, if disease comes, we have to take medicine. It is not that, oh, I'm not body, then disease come, you know, I will not take medicine. It's not possible. We have to take medicine. Whatever medicine we need to take. We have to keep the body. If the body is not there, we will not be able to. One thing is that body is necessary. Without the body, we can't do anything. Suppose we don't have a body, then we don't have karma. Karma comes from the body. Without karma, no. All those studying or whatever we need to do, we have to have a body. Body need to be maintained, but we have to maintain the body with the minimum necessities and our maximum time devoted to how we advance in spiritual life. How we advance in spiritual life? One, this particular this age, it's easier. Of course, it is easier, you know, saying it is easier, but it's very difficult also. It's not that easy unless we are really dedicated, determined to do that. Most important thing is determination. To do that. If you don't have the determination, then we are getting influenced by the other things. So we have to have determination to advance in spiritual life. To do that, one is we have to follow the Mahajanas, all those advanced devotees who are, then we have to follow them. When we follow them, then we get influenced by them. Read about the literatures of the six Goswamis, Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books is the main source. In this age, Prabhupada's books are the main source of where we can get spiritual advancement. Other books are there. Other books are different peoples, because there are jnanis, then, you know, yogis. They have a different mentality. So one, what you have, bhakti and jnana. They're two different things. Jnana is, you know, understanding Krishna. You know, the mental speculations. Krishna will be like this, Krishna will be like this, Krishna will be like this. Bhakti is different. Bhakti is really doing some service to Krishna. We need to do service. Krishna wants only our service from us. He doesn't need anything. But he likes us to have service. Jnana, we are trying to understand Krishna, what it is and how he created all these material worlds and all those things. These are all jnana, understanding. But whether we have bhakti. If we have the bhakti, jnana automatically comes. Bhakti contains everything. Jnana, and then vairagya. So we have to be detached. Vairagya, jnana and vairagya. So vairagya, knowledge comes, it is included in the bhakti. When we do bhakti, vairagya also comes, jnana also comes. Knowledge Krishna gives, everything is given by Krishna, nothing else. Body given by Krishna, knowledge given by Krishna, bhakti also given by Krishna only. But the only thing we have to desire, we have to make a determination, so that I will advance in bhakti. You have to make a determination, and whatever is possible to get into that, to get bhakti, our devotional service, opportunity comes, then we should not neglect. Suppose sometimes it happens. You will get $1 million doing some project, let us say. So, and you get an opportunity to do devotional service to Krishna. $1 million, devotional service. If you do devotional service, you will not be able to get that $1 million, whatever you are supposed to get, that project is given to you. If you do this, you will get $1 million. And you are getting an opportunity to do devotional service to Gopi Vallabha. No, what we select? Because our mind immediately goes, okay, I may go for the $1 million. So that I get, and then I will have a big house, big bungalow, big car, and, you know, people will, you know, say, oh, he's a big man and all those things. Then, you know, I will enjoy my life. Okay. Suppose if I get that particular instinct, I will go to the, oh, okay, I'll take that. Service, Ilepo. You'll say, okay, I'll get $1 million. So I go for $1 million. Now I got that $1 million, okay. I said, Gopi Vallabhai, Illapo, I don't want, I will get $1 million. I went there. So I got the $1 million. I got all big house and all those things. What happens? Then, because I neglected the service here, then my concept is, because my concept is always on money. How can this $1 million, how can I make $2 million? So if I get another project, $2 million. So another project, $3 million. Then I will be very richest man in the US. Then my concept goes and goes and goes. Okay, I'm rich. Then what happens? Your body deteriorates. Bodily concept. Then body gets disease. So many diseases, so many things. And all those things. I believe you must have, you know, watched. There was a Hindi movie called, what is the movie? There is a movie, the man who got, he was a very humble. He was working as a cook in one restaurant. And he always feels, I can do so many things and all those things. Once, you know, he stole some money from Krishna's hundi and he put it in a lottery and he won the lottery. And then he became a very big man. So many hotels, so many this thing, and big man, very rich man. And when he was a poor, he was thinking, my children should be educated because they are very poor. My children should be educated like this and all those things. When he became rich, the children got spoiled and everything, and you know, whatever he wanted, the children never happened. Then he got all these diseases, so many diseases, and he was on medication and all those things. And you know, all those who were working for him, they stole his money and he got everything. At that time, Krishna comes and, you know, asks him all those things, because whatever he wanted to do, he couldn't achieve. He had so many, with that $1 million, whatever the lottery he got, with that, he did all those things. He expanded more and more businesses and big, he has become a very big man. There's no time to eat also for him because he has to go. And his wife was, you know, she was poor, she was devoted, but this man was like this. Then he lost everything, he became diseased, and then there was no peace of mind. So instead of that, if he worked for Gopi Vallabha service, we may not be. I would not, because in this case, I would be very millionaire and all those things. Then I get disease and so many things. I may end up in hospital or maybe die in hospital thinking of all my money. Then go and become, you know, somewhere in some, whatever body I may get, it depends upon what I did to get all those $1 million and enjoy life. Then at the end of life, I will not remember Gopi Vallabha because I was indulging in all those things. How to earn money and how to live very happily. I was indulging in that. That will come to my mind at the time of I give up my body. That's what Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. At the time of death, whatever you think, sada tad bhava bhavitaha, you will get that body. So at the time of, you know, my death, because I'm a rich man, I may be in a hospital bed, maybe, you know, 15, 20 doctors may be around. They can't save me because I have to go. Because body is deteriorated, I have to go. They will not receive. And whatever $1 million and all those things, that will not come to help me. So I have to give up my body. At that time, I will be thinking all those things. Oh, so frustrated. And I will give up the body and gone. Degraded. But instead of, if I would have, you know, opted for Gopi Vallabha service, I would have been very nice. Because maybe I'm not a rich man. I mean, poor, you know. Gopi Vallabha give him prasadam. You know, he will give me whatever, you know, he will give. That life will be there, simple. But at the time of death, I will not have that much disease or anything because I don't eat bad foods or anything because I will be eating Krishna Prasadam. If I opt for Gopi Vallabha service, I will be eating Krishna Prasadam. I may not get big diseases like him. And I may be, you know, not a rich man. May not be people, you know, saying, oh, okay, this is a great man and all those things. They, you know, they may, you know, whatever they say. But still, I have his mercy. At the time of death, he'll definitely, I will remember him because constantly I was doing his devotional service. So at the time of death, I will be able to remember. If I am able to remember at the time of death, then I will go back to him. Here I will not go back to him. Here I will go back to him, definitely. Although I didn't enjoy life here, whatever is Krishna, whatever afforded, I didn't enjoy. But I simply served him. At the end, I will go back. So that is the goal of life. Here what Jada Bharata is telling us, that don't get enamored or get influenced by all those bodily concepts of life, and don't go for that, but go for this. So he is telling, Maharaja Rao Guna, you are all right, you are a rich man, all those things, but you don't know this, but I know, I am realized. I don't want to be fat. Of course, he was very fat, actually. Jada Bharata was very fat because he is careless. Whatever comes in, he eats, and he is not concerned about that, and bodily functions, he becomes strong. And similarly, when we opt for devotional service, we may not be strong, we may not be very handsome, but at the time of death, he will go back to Godhead. That is definite. There's no doubt about it. Unless we, you know, cherish any, within any, another ambition, though doing, you know, there what happens, we do devotional service also for some time to get some adoration or anything. In that case, it may not happen. It will be a struggle. But we have to be doing devotional service with the selfless motive. When we do devotional service, then we go back to Godhead. To do that, what is the process? Chanting Krishna's mantra. Hare Krishna chanting is most important, especially in this Kali Yuga. Kaler doshanide rajan asti eko mahan guna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya mukta sangha param brijet. So in this Kali Yuga, we have that. When we do Krishna bhajan, service to Krishna, automatically we become determined, and asa sangha tyaga, anyway it happens automatically. And vairagya also comes. I don't want all those things. I don't want name, fame and everything. So I want to simply serve Krishna. When we serve Krishna, we will become happier. In that, we may be happier with the material things. You know, we get some palatable dishes, you know, good dresses and all this nice house. And so many things, prestige, you know, big functions, you know, big people come to meet us and all those things, all recognized people may come to, you know, maybe, you know, Obama will call me, Narendra Modi will call me or, you know, talk to me and all those things. But in this case, nobody will call me. Narendra Modi will not call me, nobody will call me. I'll be simply serving Krishna. But at the end of time, I will be able to go back. For that, this is the process. Prabhupada has given us the process. Chanting this, it's very easy. Like, you know, mostly, if we read Prabhupada's books, bhakti automatically comes. Sooner or later. Sometimes it may not be sooner because of our prarabdha things, it will be there. It may not come sooner. But sooner or later, it will definitely come. Bhakti will sprout within us. Devotional service we will do. Even if we are not able to accomplish the goal of going back to Godhead in this life, definitely we will get another birth suitable for, you know, advancing in our spiritual life. There is no doubt about it. Definitely. So this is the whole concept what Jada Bharata is advising Maharaja Rao Guna, saying that this is the concept. You are so rich and you are adamant, or you are so proud of all your material possession, but I am not proud. I am a very simple man. I am but self-realized. I am not in bodily concept of life. You can do anything with my body, but I have to do my dharma. I don't want, you know, violence to any of the animals. So he was, you know, trying to avoid the ants and all those things, so that, but he didn't remember that. But that's the concept of life. So whether, you know, he rewards him or he punishes him, doesn't matter. Maybe Rao Guna will put him in a jail. He's not cared, because he's a king. He can put him in the jail. He's not cared. You can put him in the jail. So he's still straight. You can put me, do anything with me. But it happened other way. Maharaja Rao Guna became his disciple. So this is the process. Okay, if you have any questions or comments or criticism, please. Yes.
I have a question. We were talking about Maharaja Rao Guna, I mean, Chaturvedi versus I'm in a great place. So I'm not in the bodily concept of life. And of course, the more you're not in the bodily concept of life, the easier it is to do devotional service. But the thing is, we should be remembered that it doesn't matter what we're in the bodily concept of life or not. I'm advanced, I'm not advanced. Anyone can do great service to Krishna. When devotees came to Prabhupada in the beginning, nobody knew anything. Everybody's completely in the bodily concept of life. And still, in us, we've been around so long, we've read so much, we've chanted so much.
Yep.
But if I stub my toe on the stairs, I'm yes. The body.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't matter in bodily. We work with what we have.
Yeah.
And if somebody, you're in the bodily, you just do the best you can.
Yeah.
Wherever you are. And that'll be perfect. Krishna accepts it.
Yes.
Everything else, good will come in time. You'll get pure. You won't be in a bodily conflict for life.
The more and more devotional service, it will create, get rid of that. That's it. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What defines association? I go to office, work with people.
Yeah.
Maybe they are not devotees.
Yeah.
They are like a normal human. So, sometimes I listen lecture online.
Mm-hmm.
So, what specifically defines association? Like, when I generate liking for someone, or when I just meet someone, or when I just contemplate whatever someone talks to me. So what is
association? Is like, we should not be influenced by their thoughts, their way of life, whatever their way of life. You should not get, suppose you will say, okay, let us go and have a drink. So you may be tempted to do it. If you are tempted to do that, then you are taking his association. If you say, oh, sorry, I don't drink, thank you very much for offering, that you have saved yourself. Suppose he said, is something else. So do something else, which, it is not favorable for devotional service. If you tempt it and go with him, that's you are taking his suggestion. Instead of, if you do that, oh, let us go to the temple, bring him here, then you are giving, you are a good association to him. Otherwise, you are taking his bad association. You are going with him, doing whatever he wants you to do and what, you don't want to do. So that is taking his suggestion. But if you try to tell him, let us go to the temple and he'll do this, then you are giving the association to him and you are purifying him, bringing him. So taking association means he should not be influenced by other person's views. Unless he is a devotee. No, his views and your views are, Otherwise, you are getting bad association. So that's the only thing. But in the life, we are having offices. We go offices daily. We meet with so many people every day. We have a lot of... But we should not be influenced by their thoughts, their way of life, but we have to have our own. When they compel to you to do, sometimes it may happen. We are compelled to do. You are in an office party. So they'll say, you must come. You are a department or manager or something like that. You have to go to the party. Okay, you can go to the party. But your mind should not be in the party. Party, just for the sake of you need to go, you go. But you don't have to drink there. People are maybe drinking there. You don't have to drink there. You can, go and sit there. Many times I also went. But not get associated. Okay, I don't eat that. I don't drink this. I don't do all those things. But I may come with you. I will sit with you. Should not get affected by what they are doing. That means, we are not taking their influence. Taking their association. On the contrary, we are trying to give our resolution, what we have. Okay, don't do this. We could explain also. Unless, person is willing to. Sometimes it happens. Within those kind of people, they are willing to listen. What's your view? Yesterday, actually, somebody was talking to me. So he was asking all those concepts of, this. Because he said, if you would have been born in Italy, then you would have been a Christian. If you would have been born in the Middle East, you would have been a Muslim. If you would have been born somewhere else, you would have been differently. If you were born in Israel, you would have been Jewish. Then, the different way of life and all this. Then he said, all those different things are there. I bought up my own religion. He says, I'll get up early in the morning. I'll go to office. I'll do all my businesses. So many construction business and all those things. It's the same concept. But he doesn't disrespect my religion. I don't want to disrespect your religion and what you are doing. But I bought out this. Then I explained in the concept of life. Then he was asking me about, rebirth and reincarnation. I explained what kind of body you will get next depend on what you do. Whole life in this, different kinds of things, karma you do. Good karma, bad karma, accordingly you get the life. And your taking birth will depend on what you do now. Whether you will be born in Italy, you will be born in Africa, or where you will be born in India, or where you are born, depends upon what you do now. on that basis, it depends. So your previous karma, you are born in Italy, and my karma, I was born in India. And different karmas, and progressively, whatever activity I did, you know, I have become a priest now. You know, I am in a person who is spiritually, in the spiritual, of course, I am not that much advanced or anything, but I am following the spiritual life because I got that association. And you have that association of the business mentality, the business people, how to earn money and all those. See, he's in that. And he brought up his own concept of religion. Of course, he doesn't do harm to anyone. He's a nice person. He doesn't want to do harm, but he's a business-oriented person. He wants to make money, $1 million, and I want to buy this property, that property. He was talking to me about buying all those properties and all those things. And I, in 5 years, I will have 5 million, you know, income coming and all those things. Those concept of things he was talking. Like, you know, in 5 million, I will have, then, you know, after, you know, 5 years, I will get retired and, you know, I will just, you know, only. So all those concepts are there. But whether my concept is that, whether I was influenced by him, no. He may earn millions of dollars, but I have my devotional service. I want to follow. I don't want that $1 million or anything. But if I can keep my body and soul together and I can live peacefully, that's fine with me. I am not hankering for $1 million or anything. No, not at all. If I get $1 million, what? As I said, at the end of, you know, you will be end up in hospital and die, you know, without Krishna consciousness. So if I am here, I'll do devotional service, then that may not happen. Even if I die, I will be dying thinking of Krishna because, oh, I missed that service today. I may think like that. So I have to do that. So while the death also comes, I will be thinking of service to Krishna. But there, when the death comes, I will be thinking of, you know, how to make that money, how to save that money, and whatever, you know, property I had, some dispute in the property, sometimes it dispute in legal battle and comes. I may be thinking of the legal battles and all those things. I may think of so many things at the time of death because, you know, so many pending things. At the time of birth, you know, we are not giving it because so many pending things will be there. When we are materialistic, at the time of so many pending things are there. It's not we accomplish everything. But if you are completely devoted to Krishna, the pending things, only the service to Krishna will be pending. Those pending things will come, oh, I didn't do this, I didn't do this, I didn't do this. The concept will be only thinking of Krishna, service to Krishna. It's everything related to Krishna. And there everything related to the material things. So the concept is very clear. Material things, spiritual things. If it is spiritual, either you go to Goloka Vrindavana or any of the, you know, spiritual planets. It necessarily not Goloka Vrindavana, any spiritual planets. But here you definitely either you go to Swargaloka or you go to Narakaloka. Or you will be in this Mrityaloka anyway. So one of the concept, either you will be in the material world only. Here it is a possibility to go to spiritual world. May not be go to spiritual world, but at least I will have a next birth in a devotee family or in facilitation for my, even if I don't go back to this life, in the next life, I may get a good birth where, you know, my spiritual life will be advanced from this, further to this, so that I'll get self-realized. So that will be there. It's, you know, the line is clear. Spiritual, material. If it is a material, he is very much interested in material things. Then, you know, you can talk to him. It is not that, oh, you are a materialist, I don't want to talk to you. Oh, that will be pride. That will be offense. So that offense, even Krishna will not forgive because we have to keep him happy also, whatever. But we should not be influenced by their thoughts, their way of life. Not too influenced by that. But you can mingle with them. But you have to have your own determination that I don't want to get polluted by him. Not to get influenced by their thoughts, their way of life. But you can definitely meet them, definitely go there. So everything you can do, but you have to have your determination. Okay? Anything else? Yes.
Renunciation comes.
Renunciation, the more and more service we do, more and more we think of Krishna, the renunciation comes like that because there is no way, you know, artificially we can't do, say, I am renounced. Artificially it's not possible because we are entangled in the three modes of material nature. These three modes of material nature doesn't allow us to artificially do anything because the three modes, always we have that false ego, whether it is in a dormant stage or little active stage or very active stage. There are different stages of our false ego. False ego will be, one is very active. False ego is very active. I am the person. I am the doer. I am everything. Everybody should report to me. So everybody to take my instruction. I am the best of all. So that, you know, concept is that. That's, you know, very active false ego. There's a low-key false ego also. Yes, false ego is still there, but I'm, you know, maintaining it and all. Still, you know, you have the pratishta. I want to be, you know, important person. Among this, I should be very important person. You know, somebody should come and, you know, tell me, oh, I'm nice. And there is a low-key false ego. Low-key means doesn't matter. You know, false ego is still there. It is low-key. And, you know, it doesn't matter. But if there is no false ego, when they come to the stage, there is no false ego. Even somebody, you know, abuses you, says, oh, he's a rascal and all this. You don't get provoked. I mean, you don't get hurt. Sometimes, you know, getting hurt and rebuking it. The two things. Sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes you don't get hurt. If you don't get hurt, somebody sells anything to you, then your false ego is not there. It is very low. It's completely dormant. Other, you have little, you know, little activity is there in that false ego. When that, you know, you get hurt also. Somebody says something, you get hurt. So, yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Couple of things, I think, what Prabhu just said, in line to that. Srila Prabhupada has said that we got a body, this material body. This is a bad bargain, what we got.
Yes.
We need to make the best out of that.
Yes. Yes.
And also, Prabhupada mentioned, and all scriptures mention, that only in this material, with this body itself, like, with
yes.
the human body, we can actually perfect ourselves.
Yes.
Not in any other body.
Yes, definitely.
So we should definitely make the most out of this body.
Yes.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that since we got this body, what we are supposed to do, our first priority is actually to take care of this body.
Yes.
And consider this body as a temple of God.
Yes, exactly.
And have him, like, you know, residing in our heart.
Exactly.
That's very key factor. Most of the devotees, they actually forget this principle of not taking their,
body is temple. Body is temple, yes.
If your body is not good, okay, then you will not be able to
do service.
Devotional service properly.
Exactly.
Okay, that's one of the, like,
yes.
sad part among the devotees. The second part which I want to comment on that, what Mataji was saying.
Mm.
I mean, how do you get renunciation?
Mm.
This is what I feel. That.
Mm.
I feel that we should not focus on renouncing something. Okay, that's what. I mean, if we try to just, like, our goal is not of negation. Our goal is of like, you know, positive, like, you know, positive engagement. If you are engaged in something, automatically the other things, like renunciation, will automatically take place. We don't have to renounce, like, you know, go after renouncing, oh, I have to give up this, I have to give up that, I have to. No, if you attach more to Krishna, automatically other things will
that's, be. That's exactly. That's exactly.
This is what we have to do.
Yes.
Incur more and more if we actually get sincere, and more if we get engaged in devotional service, the taste increases.
Yes.
And the taste for Krishna increases, and the taste for material things gets
reduced, decreased.
That's the key which I understand.
Yes.
So if you go for the, like, you know, for towards the negative things, our focus would be on, like, you know, something different. Rather than, like, keep our focus on attaching to Krishna,
yes.
then what will happen? We'll automatically get detached.
Yes.
We don't have to endeavor for any renunciation. The corollary to this is that now, if you see sannyasis and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and even some of the present sannyasis, now they travel by train, like, you know, by planes. Like, some, if we talk about any ancient gurus, they say that, okay, I want to give up the traveling by, like, you know, by
plane
or something like that. So, some of the sannyasis don't want to live at somebody's, like, you know, at some opulent place. But now we see that, like, our lineage,
the
sannyasis live at some devotee's house, where it is very quite decent and quite like, they have nice facilities. So it's not, like, you know, external renunciation. What is more important is that
internal
renunciation. So though you may be there in everything, like, you know, around everything, but internally you should be actually more detached or something. So, and just to. Our goal is to actually give compassion to every living entity, to everybody. So physically we may be in some position, okay, where we are supposed to do as a service, but internally we should be renounced. Just like, I think, what was Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, like, you know, even if I see Nityananda Prabhu, okay, with all the sluts, like, you know, with all the whatever slut in essence, with all the prostitutes, so he said that, like, you know, that I still know that he is actually engaged in devotional service.
Yes, exactly.
So that's the move, like, you know, so it doesn't make.
That's for the advanced devotees, very advanced, who be determined within. No, that's not influenced by the situation. So for them, but not ordinary. We can't go saying that I could go to the prostitute and, you know, I'll not get influenced. No, that's for really very highly advanced. We cannot attempt to do that. Okay, I'm a devotee, I will go to the prostitute's place and, you know, I'll make prostitute a devotee. That is not possible, because we have to see our level, what level we are in. For an advanced devotee, that's possible. Nityananda Prabhu can go to a prostitute place. I can't go into a prostitute place and convert her. No, I'll get influenced by her. So then, you know, my whole devotional life is gone. So we should not attempt to that. We have to see what level we are.
Yeah, you know, that's an example.
Nityananda Prabhu is, it's, you know, he is Avadhuta anyway. He is the God himself. So he can do it. But we have to follow in his footsteps, but not to attempt those things that... So that's very thing, but then it's a problem. But in the same footsteps we have to go, wherever, you know, our situation, our realization levels, in that situation we go. And then if you go beyond that, then that's again comes the false ego. The false ego, then, oh, I think I am very advanced. Then, you know, that comes and makes us. But we have to, you know, not intend the false ego, but we have to follow the instruction, but we have to see that what level I am there, whether I am able to influence that person, then I should. If I am getting influenced by that person, then please, then we have to go away. So that should be the renunciation. So that will be attachment.
Behind any example, actually, you know, like, we don't need to imitate. That's true.
Yeah.
We should take the spirit.
Yes. The spirit of that. Yes. Yes.
And implement in ourselves.
Yes.
Not the actual example.
Yes, yes,
most
yes.
of the times we have so many examples. We just have to take the spirit of that.
Yes.
And then follow that.
Yes, true.
Not blindly we cannot do certain things at all.
That's true. That's true.
We are not that.
Yes.
Yes,
anyway. Yes, yes, Prabhu. Yeah.
And the Buddha says, you have to engage in positive devotional service.
Yes.
And Rupa Goswami says that there are two daughters of Yad Bhakti.
Yes.
They will take birth automatically, spontaneously.
Yeah.
One is knowledge and one is renunciation.
Yes.
So we should not, as you said, artificially think about renunciation.
Yes.
It will automatically come.
Yes.
And in our sampradaya, we emphasize on yukta vairagya.
Yukta vairagya, yes.
Mind is there.
Yes, we are using it.
There, but when you speak in the mind about a God, it becomes spiritual.
Yes.
So we have to spiritualize the thing, utilizing in Krishna's service.
Right, exactly. Yukta Vairagya, that's very very prominent in Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Yukta Vairagya, using everything in Krishna's service. Prabhupada also did the same thing, actually. Yukta Vairagya, Bhakti Siddhanta, printing press. Because at that time, printing press, now we have all the technology advancement using for Krishna's service. That's Yukta Vairagya. You take everything. You know, Prabhupada had a big building in New York. That's, you know, Yukta Vairagya. All those big buildings was used for Krishna's service. Very magnificent building. So that's the yukta vairagya, like, you know, that's what we could use. Whatever, of course, we can, you know, whatever money we use for Krishna, then it becomes yukta vairagya. All this money, whatever we earn, use it for Krishna, yukta vairagya. So that's the way. It's okay, Matai? You have something? You should be comment. Yeah, tell me.
I just wanted to say about the assistant from this.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother,
sure.
Point.
Sure.
In day to day basis, we deal with so many people.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, what I heard from my teachers is that whenever we associate, we should be just associating with the needful. Just,
yes.
We should not mingle around the current people.
Yes.
More than needed.
Yes, exactly.
We should check our thoughts periodically with ourselves when
yes.
we are alone.
Right.
Am I getting influenced
yeah.
by their thoughts, the way they live their life?
Yeah.
Specifically, when you chant, chanting.
Yeah.
Does this thoughts haunt me?
Yeah.
And do my love for devotees is getting reduced?
Yeah.
Spiritual energy getting sucked by this association?
Yeah.
If that is happening, then
yes.
really I'm getting impacted.
Yes, exactly.
If my longing for devotees association, my longing for
yeah.
service to the Lord,
yeah.
if it is still intact, and
then
I'm able to
do that.
Do my work, and that is accepted. If something is going wrong, then means we are
influenced by them.
We are impacted by their association.
Yes, exactly.
We take our shelter, do more intensely our
yes.
service.
Right, right.
And it is internal actually, it's not something
it's out, external.
Everybody can spoken out or appeal.
Right.
But individually, we also have to check in their own life. So
that's right.
One of the key factors which you always have to remember, this is what I think, is that our dealings with pretty much everybody outside the non-devotee should be like a business transaction. Like how we do like business, where we don't care, like
yeah.
we just have like two for our material like business purpose, and then after that we forget.
Yeah, but still you will have a relation with those. You know, though you do the business-like thing, but you will not be able to forget them after the business deal is done, because some things are related, because everybody is not like that. Because if you hire a contractor, then you can forget about him. But if you have a neighbor, you will not be able to forget him afterwards. You know, you may talk to him and all those things, but you should not get influenced by him. But if a neighbor, you can't ignore, because next day when you go out, you can see him, right?
No,
so,
I'm saying the dealing. The
yes,
dealing,
dealing should be only in
that.
Yes.
Like business transaction.
Right.
How
exactly.
you do that? So
right.
It's like, it's not affection. It's not affected at all.
Yeah.
So you just, like,
right.
you deal with it in a business way.
Right, right.
Whereas if there is heart in it, then yes. I think you'll get influenced.
Yeah, yeah. But we have to have compassion to every living entity. Suppose your neighbors are there, and they may be materialistic or anything. We can't just neglect them or anything. But we will not get influenced by thought, their way of life or anything. But talking to them is not a thing. We have to talk to them. If you don't talk to them, then it becomes our pride, over thinking that I'm superior to him. So that should not also not be there. Because I may be superior, I may not be superior. We don't know his internal things, right? He may be materialistic, you know. Sometimes it happens, you know. By visibly, we'll see you very materialistic, but internally, we may be very devoted, very nice soul. We won't know it is. But only thing is, you know, but these activities, we should not get influenced. That's the exact thing. Yeah.
One another key factor, which I think, even if when you see all the like material people, you should be actually more compassionate.
Yes.
And in fact, that should be your driving force. That you should be more spiritual.
Yes.
Because you should see that how people are actually suffering.
Yeah.
And I should actually practice more.
Yes.
And so that I can be of help to somebody else.
Exactly.
So when you see that it's not influence, we should actually get inspired by their own condition that how people are more suffering.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's,
I should actually be more serious in my spiritual.
Like Prabhupada, what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada was more compassionate because he saw the people all around. That's why, you know, in that old age also he came to America to give, because America he knew already, you know, they are all most worst people. Still he came, because he is a Mahajana anyway, like, you know, one of the, of course, not 12 Mahajanas, but Prabhupada is Mahajana. So he came here because he knew already it is the worst place to come here, that he came. Old age alone. In that old age, he came alone. So that's his determination. That's his compassion. So we should have that compassion, but not to take risk, but Prabhupada could take risk because he is very advanced. That we also should take when, you know, we are still feel, you know, we are strong enough, do it. So then, you know, we, you know, that's the compassion actually. When we are strong enough, but if we are not strong enough, not venture, because then it will weaken us. Then our bhakti will weaken. But when we feel strong, go for. And if we go for, then we have to become stronger there. Once we stronger, then, you know, automatically Krishna helps. Anyway. Remember Krishna and go, do it. It's, Krishna helps then. Krishna gives you the energy to maintain yourself. So then, you know, preach. Knowledge also comes automatically. When you remember Krishna and do that as a matter of, you know, help to other people, then knowledge comes automatically to renunciation also comes. You will not be affected by that. But if you think that you are doing it, no. Not I am doing it. Krishna is doing it. And you dedicate to Krishna what you do, then automatically you get the power, you get the everything, and you will not be affected by that. But if you think I am doing it, illepo, then you will be influenced by. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for the comment, Prabhu. Very nice. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.